Today we're going to, I guess, jump over a couple of nyanim. Reish Samach Dalet, Reish Samach Hey. Me'inyan linyan b'yisinim, what we did last time. We mentioned last time a Kesef HaKotchim who says he wanted to hide Shabbat V'sma, but his yisoid was that if there's an umdana that you're going to zichah b'matzal, so then, and you're supposed to be moitzi the yitzoyz for that umdana, because you have a chiv hashav saveda, so then if you're not matzal, you still deserve to get paid. Doesn't say exactly what you deserve to get paid. Okay, we'll see in a second. But at least he says that the lamda says that hayoyis is a chiv hashav saveda, because you have the umdana that you will be matzal and you will be reimbursed. So mamela, you're sort of a yoyi b'shus, you're sort of doing something api b'shus atari, you have a chiv to do it actually, you gotta do it mamela, you deserve to get paid. Even if you're not matzal, you deserve to get paid. And I mentioned that Pasha is what he means to say that if you're not matzal, you still deserve to get paid, not only your schare, but even your itzais in Gansan, even more than what this man was saying over there. And the svar is because you're yared b'shus. Vivait, you have a chiv min atayr to go down to do it. You have a chiv b'shus avedas, a yared b'shus atayr. It's a lashon that Achrenim use. You're yared b'shus atayr, you have to go down. The halakha by yared b'shus is that you get itzais of even if it's yesa ala shvach. So to here, even if, let's say, the shrach is nothing because you taka were not matzel, but you deserve to get your tzoyis even if it's yesa ala shrach. So b'meila, you're going to be getting it. That's what it says in Shinayin Hay. So b'meila, you should be getting it. And I said, the teda, it's l'chayr, it has to be like that, because if you will, on the tzad that you won't be on the tzad that you're not going to be matzel, you won't be reimbursed for the extra amount, then vaita's trick shre, why would I have a chiva hashavah zaveda? End up, I might try to save this item, not win, that's a 1 in 100, I won't be successful, and then I'll lose money. So I'm going to lose money. So are you talking? The Torah is not going to tell me to be chiv and hashavas aveda if I'm going to end up losing. So you tell me the last time that maybe you have to reckon with that 1%. Okay, whatever it is, but at least in svara it should be like that, because you have a din of yored b'shus. Yored b'shus atar. You have a chiv hashavas. So mamela, that's why you deserve to get paid. Same svara he has. Why he knows you deserve to get paid schara. He told you you're going to say he deserves to get paid haitzoyisav. Okay, that's the kesef kachim. But I want to really take out the other nekuda. The nekuda b'teich dvar v'inam lefa pashas, that whenever you have an umdana that you're going to be able to be matzil, you have a chiv hashavas aveda mederais. You have a chiv to be mitzi haitzoyis to be able to save the item. Haitzoyis atan the kesef kachim. And as long as this is, because if I'm going to zikha save, I'll be reimbursed. It means any time I'm going to be mitzay tzoyis, well, zikha be reimbursed, then I have a chiv hashava, midarais, a chiv hashava saveda, to be mitzay those tzoyis. Huh? Where? So that's what I want to go into. That's why I want to learn something. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. It's pashut, not so pashut. Okay, let's just take it slowly. Fine. Let's just see if this halacha is true, and we're going to see a number of variables in nagei even halacha lemaisa, sai ben hashavas momin, shai ben hashavas guf nefashis. So you're not talukol, and you get into an accident chulila. Or you have to be mitzvah tzoyis to save somebody, are you going to be reimbursed for those tzoyis even if you're not matzel? Alright, let's start. There's a Torah at the end of Reish Ayin Dalet, and the Ramon Reish Samach Dalet over here, Mamish and Sif Dalet, that brings in a machloikis, I am b'chiv to be shev v'chiyenoi, to be matzel divshel shachaver. A guy comes over to you, his cart is broken, his honey is being lost, and he's coming over to you, desayim min toiva. I need your chavis, my chavis filled with wine, so pour out your wine, I'll reimburse you. And do you have a chiv hashava? Now, obviously, he's doing it amanas, so he's going to be paid back, right? Whatever he's throwing out his wine, whatever the wine is valued, $10, he'll give you the $10 kedei to save his $50 worth of dvash. And on that, is brought down, the two in the Ramah bring down 2 days whether you have a chiv. The Rosh holds, the day of Kamaisa holds that you're mechuyiv, and the other Shita holds that you're not mechuyiv. So it's 2 days if I'm mechuyiv to spill out my wine, even on manas, that I'll be reimbursed for that wine in order to save. Yet in Reish Samach Hesef Hey, there's a halacha that if somebody is Isaac bin Malacha, he plans on profiting today $100, and you want me to save, I'm the guy, and you want me to save the item, very nice, but I don't want to lose my $100. Okay, it's fine. So the Bailam Amasna with him or with Bezdin, that you'll get your day's pay. Your $100 is secure, don't worry about it, you're going to get it, it's guaranteed, you'll get it. And now I have a Chiv Midaraisa to give up my day's work to save your item and collect $100 from you later on. So Pashas, now you have a stira. Here you have that you are mechuyev to give up your money to be reimbursed, and you have a chiv hashavas aveda. There's no 2 days. It's muskum lakol. You have a chiv hashavas aveda. Yet by dvash and yain, there are 2 days. There's a shita who holds that you're not mechuyev, that I'm not mechuyev to give up my yain, even if you're going to reimburse me. A stira. So who has the stira? The sma. Okay, so the preacher in the sma asks the stira and is mechalak the following. The b'yisoid, really, I am mechuyev to be mitzi atzoyis. Amunas l'shtalim to be meish of avedim. Yain and dvash is cholok because very tzadim mekav shelo yesirim metishak am shachaverai. I'm losing my chash of a wine. You're going to give me as much money, or even your own homemade wine is not going to help me. I want my wine. My wine is worth to me. So whatever you're going to pay me is not going to be mashlim my hefsid. Memela, there you have 2 days. The second day holds that you're pato. You don't have a chiv hashava because I'm not going to get my wine. You're not reimbursing me my wine. My shenkin, if it's just dollars and cents, how much money I spend, avada, I'm mechuyev to spend money in order to be, I'm asked to be reimbursed in order to save your item. As I come to, he's from the Prisha and the Sma. And you can look at the Bach and Reis HaMachay as well. All right. As I come twice. Now, Memela, this stems with the Ketzer Kachem. So too, if you have an Umdana, that Yezicha is going to be Matzel. And Memela, if you have such an Umdana, I'll Zicha be reimbursed from my Yetzayis. If I'm Zicha going to be reimbursed from my Yetzayis, so then Dosh Day. Then whenever you're going to be reimbursed Yetzayis, either you're Masna with the Baalim, or you're Masna with Bezdin, or this case, it's an Umdana, and you'll Zicha be able to get paid for those Yetzayis, then Avado, you have a chiv hashavas aveda. All right. As I come to is now from the prisha sma and the kes of kachim. A yisoid lechera a yisoid in chiv hashavas aveda. And I want to show you that this yisoid is not only far from pasha, it's probably not lahalacha. All right. Let's start. Lechera. What are you going to do with the gemara? There's a gemara that says we have someone yes on this already. There's a gemara that says that shem mechinam. And the Shem Masacha that they have, he's a Roya, he's Hoyle Lakadim Bereim of Amakle. Shem Mechinim Bechinim, Shem Masacha is Beschar. And we mentioned last time from the Meiri and others, the Chaim Shah, whatever, that Avadad, when the Gemara is talking about Shem Masacha Beschar, is talking about only if you're going to hire somebody, that you're only going to pay that guy on Manash Yatza, because if you're going to pay that guy, even if you're not going to save, even if he's not going to save the item, the Baal is going to end up losing out more than they're supposed to. They're going to lose the item plus this guy. So Avad of Gemara is talking about only that you hide the person, Amanah Shayatza. So there's no, you're sort of covered. There's no way that you're going to lose out, because whatever you spend, you only spend if you're successful, and whatever you spend, you'll be reimbursed from the mafkid. Altus gavaldik shteit in the gemara shem mesach is mechuyev to do that. Or benevolah shteit in gemara shem mechinim is bata. Shem is not mechuyev to do that. Shem mechinim bechinim. He's not mechuyev to hire somebody, like Adam Rahim and Maklos, even though he's guaranteed that he'll never get a loss. Because he's going to hire him only on Menashe Yishtalim, and he'll zich be reimbursed from the Baalim. And nevertheless, states in the Gemara that he's not mechuyev to do so. So, Dami Hochayat Chiv Shmi is not mechuyev to do so. Avoham to the Algamin Adin Hashav Zaveda. He should be just like me and you, an innocent bystander, sees Nebuch the Zev coming, and the sheep are going to be supper. And I have to be Hoyle Lakandim Raven Maklas, even if I have to hire somebody. What's going on? Avada the Shemachinim, she have a Chiv Midarais of Hashavas Aveda to hire somebody because.
He's not going to have to pay.
Sorry?
He's not going to have to pay if he doesn't do it.
Very good. Okay, we'll get it. Very good. So let me just get the kasha. So kasha is a chayy. It's a fusha gemara faket. It means if you hold it, you have such a chiv. Then the chayy, what are you going to do here? So you want to your machav into a nesivis. Nesivis says kuch chav ches siv gimel siv katan gimel nesivis asked a similar question roundabout, but it's beside the same question. And the nesivis says enachanami avad hashem mechinim is mechuyev to do it. And hoyeloi lekadim b'reim of amaklis b'schar al sepasha enachanami, like we see by Shavas Aveda, by the case of Dvash and Yain, avadad you mechuyev to do it. Just the only chilek is that the Gemara means to say that if you don't do it, you're not going to have chiyuv yishemim. Chiyuv yishemim was only for Hashem Mezaka, but for Hashem Mechinim, who mechilkes chiyuv yishemim is not mechuyev to do it. So mele, if he's pasha, if he doesn't do it, it's not considered pshia. He's not chayv. But if you want to know, was he even Issa Daraisa? Avadi was even Issa Daraisa. Avadi has to clap al ched. Avadi did something terrible, and Avadi should have saved the item. Isaiah Zokt in Nesivis. What does he mean? It means the Pasha to Pshan in Nesivis means that there's a chiluk chiyuve hashavas aved, and a chiluk from chiyuve shemim. Chiyuve shemim have one level, and where shemim would be pata, Memelo, he's not achray. And the chiv shavas aved is even a greater chiv. And in a chiv atzilchus says shavas aved yimuchiv. But look, if a guy is stealing, if I'm an innocent bystander and I don't save the item, I'm also not achray. Even though if the person was even nisa deraisa, but he's not achray if the item gets lost because he's not a shayman. That's pashim pshat in the zivis. There is a different mishpat. You can look in kuf chav ches of kam beis and in reis tadi aleph of kam vav says the same thing. He has somehow. You can look it up and good luck. He has somehow that in Hilchus Shomrim, you're mechuyev lechatchila to save, but not b'diavad. B'diavad, you're not going to be chayev, but in as Hilchus Shomrim, you're mechuyev to save lechatchila.
The makkah of your part of Hashem
today
is such an Indian of hiring, getting someone else to do it after that
question. Azak Shomrim, mechuyev
to go find someone else to.
If that's
his chvaydei,
why not?
That's a question.
I hear. I have. I hear. Okay. Who?
Derech
Lechem. Oh, Erech Lechem. Erech Marikash. Okay, good. Fine. Lemaisa. So what comes out? What comes out is a novel pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says Shemachinim is Bechinim. It's really not true. Shemachinim is really Beskar also. Just he's not going to be chayiv for it, but he's really mechuyev to do Beskar as well. Just he's not chayiv. Okay, it's very nice, but if you could look in the Zayzo, not for now, but you could look afterwards. Look up at Taisis in the Rosh. I'm sure you saw it in Bavakam and Chesam and Aleph, that long Taisis in the Rosh. And you could look also in the Ritva and the Piskariyos over there in the Gemara, but Matit had a Gemara and Bez, when it says Shemachinim Mechinim, and it's unfortunate, all these Rishonim, that when it says Shemachinim Mechinim means he's not Mechuyiv to go, Lechatchila. He does not have to save. Lechatchila, he's not Mechuyiv to save. Not just, he is Mechuyiv to save, just B'dieved, he's not Chayiv. Lechatchil, he does not have to save. Mamela, Srik Shredakasha, Siva Zachari is not like the Rishonim, Srik Shredakasha, what's going on? If there's such a concept that I'm Mechuyiv to be Meitzei Yitzhois, to save, so Dalmehochi, the Pasha of Shaimrim, I should have a Chiv Midarais, Al Tzoshav Saved, I should have to save. Tzorachi in Godel. All right. So I want to tell you, which the Olam probably saw already, because now you have this Heintage Seifers, but the Olam, there is an Achiezen. The Achiezen, Chela Gimon, Simon Vav, says, Nishrechtig, no such thing. The Hilchus of Shomer Aveda, the Parsha of Chiv HaShavas Aveda, is not greater than the Parsha of Shomerim. And if Shomerim, Al Shemachinim would be Pata, and you wouldn't have a chiv, avad Hashav Zaveh doesn't have the chiv as well. Memela, if a Shemachinam is not mechuyev to be Maitzi Aitzais, why? Because Shemachinam is Bechinam, then Al Tilchus Hashav Zaveh also, you are not mechuyev to be Maitzi Aitzais in order to save an Aveda. Is that like the Achieza? It says it over there, Nois Gimel and Nois Ain.
And if you wouldn't talk enough in nothing, you would be mechuyev.
No, if I'm nothing, I'm not mechuyev.
Because it can't be better than the Shemachinim.
Right. My Chiyuvim, the Pasha of Hashav Zaved was in this Chadish a greater degree of Chiyuvim than the Pasha of Shemrim. So if I look at Pasha Shemachinim, I see that a Shemachinim is not Mechuyiv to do a Beschar, then me, even an innocent bystander, the Pasha of Hashav Zaved cannot be Mechayiv somebody to be Moitzei Yetzais to save. If I have to be Moitzei Yetzais, I'm Pata. I am not Mechuyiv to do that to save your item. But I'm not part of my Chiyuvim.
Giving a Chavit Somer is called Pshir?
Sorry?
Leaving a chayvet somewhere and not picking it up is called a b'shir. I mean, if it wouldn't be a b'shir, then it would be allowed to leave it there.
Right. So
it's just leaving it there is called
b'shir. I mean, if you have a shayim, if you'd be a shayim, are you allowed to leave it there? No. But if you have to, if you have to spend money for that, you're not mechuyev to spend money. Who? Yeah. Once I pick it up, you mean?
Once I pick it up,
I'm not answering for nothing. The whole thing doesn't count. All right. Now the ma'isa is.
What's the yafusa?
What? The achiezer?
Yeah.
What's the yafusa the other way?
What?
Which way needs the yafusa?
This way.
I think the other way needs the yafusa. I have a chiva shava, and I'm not mechuyev to spend money to save. And I have a raya. Just like Shem Mechinim is not Mechiv, why should Shem
Mechinim get
his
money back?
Sorry?
You're getting your money back.
Shem Mechinim is also getting his money back. He's not Mechiv.
This is a mitzvah.
But Shem Mechinim, if it would be...
The Gedo
of Hashav Zedek cannot be more than a Pasha Shem Mechinim. You see how vite Yechiv Shemira is. How could the Torah be Mechinim? How could the Torah do whatever he wants? But in Mistavr, the Torah wasn't Mechayiv more.
Shemira is a denominal spirit. It's what you owe him for your Kabbalah Shemira. This is a mitzvah that the Torah said you should be matzal again as mom.
But the Torah didn't make you be mitzvah for that. If it's no loss, only tercha, that you're mechuyev to do. But maitzei tzois. All right. Now lamaisa is just in case you're going to taina the achiezer. Can't argue with this man. I probably agree with you on that one. It's difficult, but there's a tshuvis beis yankiv, a kadmon. And you can look it up, there are about 20 of them, but in the one in Tzaizma, it doesn't have a last name. It was printed in the 1600s. Over there in Simen Nun, Daf Mem Aleph Amid Gimel, over there he says, Mufurish like the Yazachiyaz, you are not Mukhuyev to be Moitzi Mamin, even if you're going to get reimbursed. You are not Mukhuyev to be Moitzi Mamin in order to be Meshav Aveda. That's not part of Yechiv HaShava. For that, you're not Mechuyiv. In other words, the Achiyaz and the Beis Yaakov, not only is Mechuyiv, whatever, it's not like the Prishon of Smas, so it's not like Ketzav Kodra. I mean, they're all the same. Even if you're Zicha, going to get back your money, even if you're Mechuyiv, going to get back your money, still, you're not Mechuyiv to be Meitzi Yitzayis to save someone's Aveda. So what's going to go back to the halacha? I stay to halacha that if someone is getting a day's wage is $100 today, and I have to mechuyev to give it up because you're going to pay me. I was masnim abaylim, achez mefush keneged mefusham shulchan aruch. How could that be? Teretz is, I want to say two chilukim. One's better than the other, neachez. But the first teretz is that there's a chiluk when I have to be meitzi haitzayis, take out money that's in my pocket and be meitzi it, or just minias harevak. I could work today and make money. So that's very nice, but you could also work for me and save my Aveda and also make money. You'll make the same money. Memela, are you losing your day's wages? That's only Menitza Revek. That's not considered you a Maitzi Shaloi. If you have to take money out of your pocket and hire somebody, that's Maitzi Mishaloi, that you're not Mechuyiv to do. You're not even Mechuyiv to sort of lend the money because you plan on getting it back. Not Mechuyiv even to extend the money. Mashenkin over there, it's only Menitza Revek that you're Mechuyiv to do. That's one shot. And that would be, if that would be the case, it would be a very geshmak, a chilek between, right, the preacher has to steer between the case of Dvash and the case of Isaac Mamalacha, or Isaac Mamalacha, the case is talking about where it's only Minyas HaRevach. So that's why you have a chiev l'kulayamam. And Jacob, by the case of Yain and Dvash, where you have to lose your wine, that you're being moitzi money, that's why there's a shita hoza, you're not mechuyev to do it.
If
there will be a minyan tzarevach, maybe. Are you?
That's
what should come out. Yes, 100%. Right. Another pshat, which is maybe not so geshmak in the achiezer, it's a little different, and that is that Vince, what's the lumdah? Why is it considered a hefsed moment when I'm being mitzi mois and I'm getting it back? There it is, kol man, I didn't get it back. Right now, I'm being mitzi mois. So, Bishlam, if I have something, I got to be moitzi it. So, in a chanami, right now, till I get it back, I'm considered to have some money. I'm not mechuyev to do that. My chayin came by my day's work. I didn't get paid yet, right? So, I didn't get paid. My whole shayla is, who do I collect the money from? Do I go to my employer, or do I go to you, my new employer? So, for that, there's no share off my back. The same tich I have to do to collect my money, I'm going to have to do. I have to collect it either from him. It means the collection I have to do, saivi. So Mamela, it's the same thing. Mashenkin over here that I have to be Moitzi Yitzayis and now collect, that is considered Hefsit, because till now I had money without collecting it, and now I got to get, in order to get my money back, I got to collect it, I got to be Matriach to get it from you. So that's considered a Hefsit. I'm not Mechuyiv to be Moitzi Yitzayis. Either way, either Chilek you're going to say, that will be a teretz to the seer between Reis HaMagdan and Reis HaMachay. By Dvash and Yain, you're being Moitzi something, you're losing your wine, Mamela, you're not Mechuyiv. Mashenkin, by the case of Isaac B'malach over there, you're not losing anything, you're not being mighty anything right now. Memelu you have a chiv midaraisa.
What about the chiv lichter by character?
The what? It
says that the raw man shit from a bone chai lichter
before. Yeah, and it costs money?
I don't know.
Maybe you're restructuring the gather. Maybe you have your own gather. You're moving, or maybe taking. Right. Right. So you take those piece of woods or the sand, and you big dig a ditch. You take a wood, a trees, and you make a stones. I don't know. You ever make a campfire? Saying that's you do it. I have to know how high the nar and how strong. Yeah. All right. I still, how do you stim it with the first day by Shefech Yain, that the first day holds that even Shefech Yain in Mechuyiv? So that, you see, it's Machlekes Achronim. Many Achronim learn that it's Bezunder Adin by Shefech Yain, a special Tanai Bezdin. And it's nowhere else. Only by Shefech Yain. There's a special Takona that they made, Tanai Bezdin, that you're supposed to be Shefech Yain, Kedei Lahatzel Zon's Dvash. But all over, and the chanami yapata, because you never mechiv to be mitzi atzois, and that's not midaraisa. That's only out to Tanai Benson.
The shach puts together the tzedim,
which
puts together the aloch of shev.
They tzustel it, right? Good.
And aloch of being
Isaac Mamalacha. Right.
So the shach sounds like he owns this one
there. I don't know, but there's a makhlekes here now, right? He's making ayin over there that you should have to be mevar and miyash of the two. All right, fine. Let's move on. There's a meram lublin in avodah zarah that chavovim and beis.
So that makes it a makhlekes over there because they
can say nichlu. That's what the preisha says. That's the smaz teretz, and I'm telling you that from the achiezer in the beis yankiv, not like that.
So takana is dafke
bayayin. And I think it's a gemara. Gemara is by shem
achinam. Takana is dafke bayayin and not by other money.
Correct.
Or why
okay, that's a good question. Why they made tonight? Maybe that was shchir. Right.
Walking,
right.
Walking,
but the olden days for sure was like that, right? Yeah. And that was
that.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. That I don't know. But these type of cases, like maybe you want to say limited katan chavis. But the Gemara, why did Gemara pick that case? If I said it was a double hashkiach, right? All right. Just press for time, Ishtika. Let me move on. There's a Meram Lublinin of a Dezar Dachavava Mebez asked the following Shaila. It's a Veltz Kasha. Why do you need a Pasek to be Marbe? Achiv Ashaves Aguf, a Mechiv to be Matzel, Sakonis Nafashis. Typically, a Kavachoyma, a Mechiv to save your money, Kochkin, a Mechiv to save your Guf. Right, Ashaves Aguf, a Mechiv. And for the Meram Lublin, Geshmak et Teretz. Boy! Chiv Hashavas Mamin, you're not mechuyev to spend money to save. I'm not mechuyev to hire poilim to save your to spend money to meet your tzeis to save your thing. Meshen came by Hashavas Guf, Havada state in the Sanhedrin. Havada mechuyev to even spend money to be matzah from Sakonis Nefashis. Good, very pasha teretz. Frekta Vavi Amudim. Here's the following shaila, and you can look it up in the end of Simon Reish Ayin on. He's a sefer on, what is it, on the Yerim, I think, whatever, on the one of those. So the Vav Yemunim says like this. He says, if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gemara has two psukim. One is Osama Adam Reacha, and one is a Shevoi Saloi. Gemara himself is. Why do you need both? Gemara says, even if I Shevoi Saloi, I would say that's only regular, but not to spend money. I need the extra parts of Osama Adam Reacha. They're supposed to be Aguri, Mitrak of Agri Aguri. He was Mukhiv to even hire Poyalim. But you see, the Gemara said that the first part of Hashavos Lo is only coming without the spending the money. So back to the drawing board, back to Ram Lublin's Kasha. So what do you need that Hashavos Lo for? Typically, Yatzak Avachayim from Hashavos Moment. And what's his teres? Because he could spend the money. No, the first part is coming without spending the money. Mamish, because a Gemara Mufresh is not like the Ram Lublin. Shtick a leg, but yeah, it's a Gemara Mufresh is not like the Ram Lublin. He says the whole pasuk is coming too when it's for spending money, and the Gemara says the pasuk coming when it's you're not spending money. So I want to tell you that no, the hakash yepsich nishton. The Meram Lublin means the achiezer. Avada, the loisam adam reich is mechadish that you mechuyev to spend money even if you're not going to get reimbursed. As I talk to the rishonim, it's poshut, but that's what the rishonim say in the sugya. And you mechuyev to spend money even if you're never going to get reimbursed. Without Loisam Adam Reacha, why would I have said? I'd have said you're only mechuyev to spend money if you're going to get reimbursed. Because when you're going to get reimbursed means you're not mechuyev to lose money in your chiyev atzala. I'll spend the money, I'll get reimbursed. But even that I can't learn out from a Shavuos Mamin. Does look to Ram Lublin. By Shavuos Mamin, you only see mechuyev to save Zehu. I'm not mechuyev to be mitzvah tzitzis, even I'm nas l'shtalim. But Shengen by Shavuos Haguf, Sakonis Nefashis, I'm mechuyev to spend money. I'm an Asr Lishtalim. And the extra pasuk, Samdam Arecha, said, I'm a chit to spend money, even Shalom an Asr Lishtalim. But then it's very geshmak. The Meram Lublin is very poshur a chilek, very poshur a teretz. And Araya, not only is it Achiez, but the Beis Hankiv, now you have Meram Lublin as well, that you see that pashas he held, that the pasha of Hashavah's money, Mamin, wasn't, you're not even a chit to be Maitz Mamin, even an Asr Lishtalim to say. And you have the Vav Yamudim, not for Kert, you have the Vav Yamudim who didn't want or didn't have that the Meram Lublin wasn't talking about this type of Nasr Shaim. He thought he was talking about the real, full, blown out Agri, Mega Agri. All right. Good. Now, even in the Kesa Kochen, let me take this, and this is very Negeya. Here goes. You ready? Even in the Kesa Kochen, who holds that you're Mechuyev to spend money, I'm a Nasr Lishtalim. Where's the umdun or whatever, it's preacher, right? He said, when the umdun, you know you're going to be reimbursed, you're mechuyev to spend the money. Even like the Kesa Kochim, I would like to say that's very geschmack. Why? There's a nesivis, that the nesivis says in Shin Gimel, The Siva says that din of Shem Mesachah Beschad, that Shem Mesachah is Mechuyif, to be Maitzi Mamet to save, so Akhtan Siva says you should know, is only when you're certainly going to save. So we discussed the same halacha from the Meiri and the Chaim Shaul, but Nesiva says for two different reasons, slightly different reasons than the Meiri. He says one of his reasons is you should know because a Shem Mesachah is never mechuyif to save something and spend money if he's not guaranteed pay. Promise pay and guaranteed pay is two different things. The guy could promise me and owe me the money. I'm not mechuyif to be mighty moment unless I have a mashkin. Unless I am guaranteed, I will not lose money from the deal. So he says that if you have a chance that you won't save, you're not mechuyif to do it. Because even if the Bailam would reimburse you for it, means theoretically, let's say they would have a chiyuv to reimburse you, but you're not guaranteed that payment. Bishloima, if you will zicha save, so you always have the item, the pekodin itself, as your mashkin. I'll zicha save the animal, and if the guy doesn't want to pay me, I'm not giving him back his animal. And obviously, I'm not going to be mitzvah, it says more than the animal, because that's anyway the halacha. So memela, I always have a built-in mashkin. But to put my money on the line, even though the guy's mechuyif to pay me back, I am not mechuyif to put my money on the line. As I look in the sivis. Memela. And the chayre, I mean, that means even in Shem Yisachar B'Skari is like that, so the same type of kashya before, what happened to Adina Shavuz Aveda, but Mamedi could say that the same thing by Shavuz Aveda, even if I'm mechuyev to spend money, let's say like the other sheet is, that's only if I'm going to be guaranteed a mashkin of its payment. So Bishlam, if I save a chayfetz, the chayfetz is going to be my mashkin. But if I save a mensch, where's my mashkin? He's going to be my evid. I saved the person. So I don't have my mashkin. So I am not mechuyev to spend the money, even though he's zicha mechuyev to pay me back. I am not mechuyev to put my money on the line. So me'er zoktem Ram Lublin, in Ram Lublin, without Ram Lublin, was very good kishmak kateres. The reason why you can't learn that from a Shavuos Mamon, because a Shavuos Mamon, let's the mezogin, you're mechuyev to save. But you're only mechuyev to save when you have a mashkin that's guaranteeing payment. So by a Shavuos or Gufa, I don't have the mashkin, I wouldn't be mechuyev to do it. Comes along the pasuk, the first pasuk, and says, no, you're mechuyev to be mitzvah tzais if he's mechuyev to pay you back, even if you're not guaranteed. Comes along the second pasuk and says, no, you're mechuyev to be mitzvah tzais nefashah even if he's never going to pay you back. But even the first step is a chiddush, which means even the first step is past hatzolos mamon. By hatzolos mamon, you have a built-in mashkin. By hatzolos aguf, you don't have a built-in mashkin. It's very gishmak. Good?
Tough
as because he has it as a mashkin. I hear. If he was mitzvah tzais, he means. If he's mitzvah tzais, I hear. I hear. It's anyway a Shem Mesachah. I mean, even though the other sheet is, I hear. I hear. I hear. No, it doesn't make you a shoyo. All right, next. So now it's very geschmack, right? So now we understand that you're not mechuyev to ever save somebody's money, even on the shitas hamechayvim, you're not mechuyev to do it unless you built in, you have a mashkin, right? So the case of misaseh, goyisuk mumlach is not shver, because you're never really mitzia the tzais to begin with, nishkafeluch. It's Meniz Revach, so it's not sure I have to get guaranteed. The same guarantee I have from my employer, I have from you. I mean, there's no guarantee anyway. But the case of Dvash, what's the case? Either Rosh says over there, the first sheet holds a mechiv to give up my yayin. It's not guaranteed I'm going to get paid back. Right? Pashtus, the Mechabes, the case is talking about, Shulchanok is talking about, even if I'm not guaranteed I was a savior Dvash. Nevertheless, right? Let's say I blow it. I don't save your Dvash. I tried my best and somehow I couldn't save your Dvash. What's the halacha? Pashas, you're still mechuyev to do it, right? Pashas. I mean, it doesn't make a chilek, right? So I'm not guaranteed payment, and yet that first sheet holds that you're mechuyev. So I would tell you again, you say that no problem, because it's a tonight. Oh, why? What's the problem? But maybe I won't be saying. So you want to say it's talking about a case only if I'm guaranteed payment. Okay, we'll see in a second. Good. Fine. So you could say vayter the same teretz. That's a miyuchad dekedin. It's a tnai bezin dafka by dvash and yain. Staka, don't learn out from here to anywhere else because it's a miyuchad dekedin over here by dvash and yain. Oh, but the problem is that the nesivus himself in kuf chav ches, the one from Sivgan Gimel, that other one says lehedi that tnai bezin by dvash and yain. We learn out lekol hatayakula. So he's not going to have this eitzah. So you're going to force to say like Yosef said that is going.
What's kol hatayakula?
Any other case that you could be mighty mama to save somebody else's hefset, you're mechuyev to do.
Okay.
He says it lehedya. We learn whatever. The lion, right? He says it lehedya. It's b'chol dava. So if that's the case, again, what's it? So you're going to be forced to say that this case of dvash, dava chadish, y'all holds this pasha. But it's a dava chadish that this whole case of yain and dvash is only if you're guaranteed that you're going to be able to save dvash. And that means, let me just spring it out. That means if bishloim, if I'm saving your dvash, so then I'm going to have the dvash in my barrel, and I have a mashkin. But what happens if you come over to me, Zayzo Git, my dvash is seeping out, give me, pour out your wine and give me the barrel so I could save my dvash. No. I am not giving you my barrel to save your dvash, because then I won't have the mashkin. And a lot of mefarshim, the toich devrayim, if you look, a mashma that who had in that case where the Baal HaAveda is doing the saving and he's just borrowing your barrel to save it, has the same halacha. But yes, sorry?
The Baal HaDvash is allowed to spill the wine.
And there's no more mashkin. And there's no more mashkin, what's going to be? So, and you learn out the Kol HaTayakula, and it's going to be a problem. Grad, if you look, there's a different makil, a nuchelech, chelech vav. It's not, for some reason, on Eitzach Chokman, all these programs, but in the nuchelech, chelech vav, simin ein ches, he has many, many oisies, and ois mem gimel. You look over there, it could be mashma like that as well. That the whole din is only when you're guaranteed that you're going to save. Okay, let me, I'm running out of time. I want to go fighter. So you could say, oh, no problem. It's talking about when you're guaranteed, like, yo. The problem is the Nesivis himself closes that door too. That same Nesivim, Kuf Chav Ches, says, hua din, if there's a hagmoin who made false alilois against another yid, and he's being machayv him, face penalties, and if not, he's going to mamish, take away his house, who knows what he's going to do to him. You're mechuyv to step forward, pay off the hagmain in order to save the other yid. Why? Because it is halacha of the drash and yayin. Over there, you're not guaranteed payment. I'm paying off a hagmain not to take someone else's house. Where's my mashkin? And yet he said, doshteit and drash and yayin, you're mechuyv to do it. Passons like that, la halacha don hazivis. So it's not guaranteed, it's b'chola terakula. And yet it's luchari in the face of the other nesivah. The other nesivah says, hey, if I'm not beduach, I don't got to do it. Yeah, hold that. It's a chil b'ktin ha'shav es aveda. Yeah, okay, I understand. I had that too, but it's already on the next dago. See, so for and everything, even the shem esachah b'schar, and his lotion is that you're not mechuyv to do it. Not that if you don't do it, you're potter. He's lodging over there in Shin Wizard, Shin Gimel, is much that you're not mechuyv to do it. Now it's going to go, no, you are mechuyv to do it. All right. Next halakha.
It doesn't have to mean to save someone's blessings.
The one?
It's not a mashkin. I can't do it.
Oh, good. And a chanami, right? It'll be items that you can't have. And a chanami, good child, save someone's carbon. I hear. Fine. Let's you have to know. Mashkin, you don't have the money, but you have the leverage. You have to know what part of mashkin you need. Fine. Let me go to the next thing. Very important. Vichti, this here, here's where I wanted to come for. Hatzola. Chulila, someone's going on the Thakonis Nefasha school, and he's being mighty at size, and he's not successful. Mahadin. Does he get schar, and does he get hatzais?
When he is successful,
do you get it? Avada. Why not? Avada. Well, Pasha, I mean, the Madach, by my mom and the Ketzel Kachem says it by. So if you are successful, Avada, you're going to get paid. If you're not successful, what do you get?
Not
Bifnei Abaylam.
That
what?
He's
a guy's car, but he won't get her toys. The guy spent, he tried to manage bribe off the officials $1 million, unsuccessful. Finish, you have $1 million. Okay, fine. The mice is, if you look at the Miri that we quoted before, it's Avach Chadash. I want to know what the halach is. This is very important because in the Pesachim it's not Mefurish. The Miri we said before says.
Those are the traits of like Schari, no?
I'll show you in a second, not like that. I'll show you in a second. Okay, the Miri says like this. The Miri says by over there, when you're like, Miri says, you're not mechiv to be mighty mammon on the tzad sulfik. Why? Because you might end up being mechiv the bailam more than he's supposed to, and he's not mechiv to do that. Really, you're not mechiv to save. Memeil, since you're not mechiv to save, you have to get the gagal achayza. Since the bailam are not mechiv, since the Bailam should not be vulnerable to such a risk, you're exposing him to such a risk, so therefore you're not authorized, you're not mechuyv to save, you shouldn't have saved, because you're exposing the Bailam to risk. Since you shouldn't have saved, then you're not going to get reimbursed for anything. That's like the Miri, right? It means the bottom line, why aren't you getting reimbursed? Because I wasn't authorized to do so. Why wasn't I authorized to do so? Because I'm not mechuyev. Well, I can't be exposed to Bailam to a greater risk than he was supposed to have the chatchila. It's mevur in the Meiri that when I'm not mechuyev to do something, I don't get reimbursed. When I am mechuyev to do something, I do get reimbursed, even for the itzayis I paid for the reima of Amakles. So it should come out like the Meiri that by sakonis nefashis, when I am mechuyev to spend money even if I won't get reimbursed. I'm mechuyev to do whatever it takes to save the guy. It's a gemara, right? A pasuk. I got to do whatever it takes to save the guy. It should come out that even if I don't save, I should be reimbursed my atzais. Because the only reason why Yishai Masach is not reimbursed his atzais is because he shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't have been mitzi it. But by sakonis of hachur that I should have been mitzi it, then avada I should get reimbursed. Okay, that's what should come out from the Miri. And I have a Chuvus HaRosh that says that l'chayah is the same thing. The Chuvus HaRosh in Simen Pei Hey, it's brought down there among Kuf Ches Sef Aleph, is talking about a case in Zengeta Schiyas Pailim, is that a guy spent money on a doctor in refuah and medicine ala chayla. Now, halacha is that if the guy dies, you get paid reimbursed from the yisayman. The yisayman al mechuyev to reimburse you for the toys you spent on the doctor and the refuah. Now, Pashas, the guy died, right? I mean, that's how you have yisayman. There's only one way to get yisayman, the guy dies. So he died, unless you're talking about he died many years later, but Pashas, he died now. Right, you spent the money, didn't work. Maybe he extended his life for a second, I can't tell you, but it didn't work. The guy died, and you're getting reimbursed from the assignment. Why in the world are you getting reimbursed from the assignment? You blew it. The guy died.
Was
the
guy a yerd
or a pile? I don't recall.
Well, if it's a pile,
then what?
Because it's not doing it.
Why? But again, he was not successful.
It
wasn't his to get it, even if he's not successful. No, that was the case of Rosh. It wasn't.
What do you mean? You have to be masna for regular schar.
We're talking about hatzayis. I'm not talking about regular schar. I'm talking about hatzayis. Not my schar. The hatzayis I pay for the doctor and the medicine.
That's regular.
We're going to get to it. You'll see. Not like that. Okay. Fine. Okay, but Pasha, we'll get to it. Hold on. So we see Pashas in this Chuvus HaRosh is that at least the tzoyis that you're spending, you know, you bother by saying name, those are tzoyis, you are going to get reimbursed when it's a sakonis nefashos, even if you're not successful. Now, you could say either we didn't takana, like we find other takanas for sakonis nefashos, because if not, no one's going to save. Or we could say it's we didn't yared b'shus, like the similar story I said before in the case of Kachim, that since you yared b'shus, you have a chiv to be matzal, so yared b'shus atariyah, why do you deserve to get reimbursed for tzayis, even if the tzayis is a yes ala shvach? There's a chuvus chavat talis asharin in chesh mishat simuchav dalid, that he's also, but he has a different cheshin because he holds that mekayim yishlichus because he mechuyev to do it, so he become the shliach. I don't know, whatever it is, it's like sort of a similar type of a svara. But yes, you are going to get, you are entitled to get reimbursed for all the tzayis that you spend and yischar and everything, even if you're not successful. Aizai kumtoi is chayiv from the Meiri in the Chuvus HaRosh. However, there's a Chuvus Marishdam in Yeridei Reish Dalid who has mamish a case. He spent money, hitzayis, you spent money to save the guy's life. Actually, I think his neshama. He went bishmat, he was kidnapped, or a gypsy, whatever, and you try to save him. But it's the same halach as saving the guy's life. It's a kosher cane. And he says over there that, hayois, you weren't successful. Ein loy ela schari, you will not get the hitzayis you spent on trying to bribe the guy. Ein loy ela schari, like just like the Gemara over here, ein loy ela schari by Hatzalas Mamin.
What was the story over there?
He spent money to try to buy him back, to bribe.
No,
he didn't lose his hand. Yeah, here's the money. He says, like, the money that he went to bribe off those guys or to buy him out. Yeah, and the FLP Kane, he holds that you're potter on those hitzayis. You see, hitzayis is not like a regular schar, but you will get the schar like the regular Shavuos moment, but you won't get these hitzayis because you're not entitled to hitzayis even by Sekonis Nefashos. The Meisen, the Chayv from the Nesiv is in Shin Gimel. I don't have the time, but over there, Nesiv is mashmash tickle like that as well. That even if you are mechuyev to do it, let's say it's a kind of arches, you will not get reimbursed. It's going to come out, but at the end of the day, you have l'chayyah miri and the Chuvus HaRosh hold that you are going to get reimbursed. And like the majdam and pashas and nesivis, you get out of the nesivis, but pashas and nesivis, you will not get reimbursed even by sakonis nefashos. Now let's take it to the next step. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So very good. Yeah. Okay. I've done the paskins. He says one svar. He says different svar. My says a third svar. Okay. Whatever. But so I don't know. All right. Yeah. All right. Anyway, Nesiv Zakata. Anyways, Shain Nishma now. All right. Anyway, now let me go to another Shaila, a third category. We have Atolas Momin, Atolas Nefashos. Now I'm going to talk about most of the Atola calls are not Atolas Nefashos. The Atolas Chayli, a Chayli Shein Bei Sakana, even Chulila Atolas Eiver, which is not considered Sakonis Nefashos. What would be then if a person tries to say for these type of chayli shein bei sakon and he's not matzliak, loit demiyir in the rosh, will you be entitled to get your atzayis or not? In other words, this chiv that you have, that you have to kind of save no matter what, even going to lose money, just like by atzayis and vajas, do you have this absolute chiv even by a chayli shein bei sakon? Well, no, a chayli shein bei sakon attack is not learned out of a shavayis, it's not lizam adam reyakha, because no sakon and vajas, and it's only the regular argument din of atzayis moment, maybe. And a mail it should come out, if it's only din of atzayis moment, to the extent that you're not sure that you're going to save, then you're not mechuyav to be mitzvah mamon. And even if you are sure that you're going to save, loy tiachiyaza, you're not mechuyav to be mitzvah mamon, I'm not to be reimbursed. And loy, the svar I said before, loy to nesiv is, even if you are sure that you're going to save, and you are sure that he'll reimburse you, I mean, that he's promising to reimburse you, but if you don't have the mashkin in your hand, you're not mechuyav to do it. You're not mechuyav to do it. Right, so it should come out, right? So it means even like the Kezer Kachim and the Prish and the Smah hold that normally you are Mechuyev to do it, that's only maybe when you have a Mashkin, you're guaranteed payment. But if you don't have Bitachon, and the Nesivus calls it, I don't have that security, then I'm not Mechuyev to do it. And if that's the case, it should come out. Very interesting. There are really three Hagdaris. When it's Sakonis Nefashis, then I will get reimbursed, even my Etzayis, even if I'm not successful, like the Mirin the Rosh. When it's Atolas Mamin, only if it's an umdana, like the Kezakotron, like the Achiez, even then not, as Maklaikis, but even like the Kezakotron, it's only if it's an umdana, but if it's not an umdana, I won't get my Yitzayis. And when it's only a Sakon, it's only a Chayli She'im by Sakon, or even Sakon is Eva Chulila, even in those cases, then even if it's an umdana, that I'll Zicha save the guy, and at umdana, I'll Zicha get paid, so to speak. I mean, Zicha going to have to chayv to pay me, but Kozman, I don't have the Mashkin, I'm potter. Basically, I'm potter to go on the Hatzalakon. I don't have to, because I never have a mashkin, I don't have to spend for the gas, whatever it is. Whatever I have to give up, I don't have to do it. It means it comes out three different dargis, and a hatzala from a chayli shein bei sakono is the most kuladik.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.